Today I'm welcoming David Anand. You work for Crossroads Care Surrey, and the charity supports unpaid carers across Surrey. Interestingly enough, Sir Davy was in PMQs, and he asked the government, who was Oliver Dowden at the time, about funding for unpaid care. And the response he got was the government are putting £2.3 billion into to support social care, £25 million into the Heart of Care white paper, and £327 million to their Better Care Fund. Is that going to help you at all?
Not particularly. As a local charity supporting local unpaid carers across Surrey, we're partially funded by Surrey County Council to provide respite care and end-of-life care. But what we're having to find more and more funds ourselves through fundraising. And I want to talk to you about an event that
yes.
we're trying to do, how we're doing that. It's becoming more and more important because the harsh reality, I don't think the funding is there to provide care for many people. So more and more people having to fund it themselves.
Yeah, you're giving me a pretty interesting lot of facts. So estimated 130,000 unpaid carers in Surrey. Over 10% of Surrey's population are providing unpaid care to someone. It just goes on. Roughly half of those unpaid carers are also trying to hold down a full-time job. It's basically unpaid carers are enabling hospitals because people can be moved out of hospital beds sooner. But you're not really, and you're saving the UK economy £132 billion every year. So they're some pretty, pretty stark facts. Define what you mean by unpaid care, because it's different from a family member looking after their grandchildren for a couple of hours. What is your role as an unpaid carer? It's usually somebody with a disability, a very elderly person that just can't manage on their own. Give me a perspective of your role.
Okay, well, just to clarify what an unpaid carer is, because as you highlight there, a lot of people don't realise that's what they actually are. But if you're providing care for somebody who cannot manage without your support and you're unpaid, you're doing it unpaid, then you are an unpaid carer. Even if you're just collecting someone, shopping for them once a week, if they're unable to do that, you are an unpaid carer. Or you can be caring 24/7 for somebody unpaid. You're an unpaid carer too. So Crossroads Care Surrey support those carers that are living with the person that they support. And we mainly provide respite breaks for those carers. But
you're talking about a married couple, possibly. Where the husband or the wife is totally in need of full-time care. So the other partner can't get out, they can't do anything, they have no other income. They might have a little bit of care from district nurses that come in and out. I'm really giving you a picture of my own father, 89 years old, comparing my mother who's bedbound. And I'm sure that's a picture that's painted across the board of lots of unpaid. You could have a disabled child like Sir Ed Davy. All those things, and you're not really getting any financial help at all, are you?
Not really, no. You're not. I mean, our role is to support the person that's doing the caring, because if we can relieve them for a little while from their caring responsibilities so that they can reclaim a bit of life for themselves, it enables them to go on caring. Because if we don't do that, then they may suffer from physical or mental health problems themselves. But in terms of financial support, the only allowance a carer gets, and it's less than £77 a week, and you have to prove that you're doing over 35 hours of care for someone. And if you're doing over 35 hours, you're probably doing twice as much as that. But it's less than £77 a week. So if you can imagine, if you've got a full-time paid job, you have to give up to look after somebody, and that's the allowance that you could possibly get. You're doing it at your own expense. A lot of people are doing it at their own expense.
And how do they prove that they're doing 35 hours a week plus to care for their loved one?
Well, that is assessed, but there are many other conditions that layer on top of that. So I've made that quite simple by saying you just have to be doing that. There are so many, you can't be earning more than 130 something pounds a week. There's so many other conditions as well. So it depends on quite a lot of factors, but either way, if you end up being entitled to it, it's not going to be enough.
So it's quite a mountain to climb even to get the entitlement, isn't it? To prove
it
all
is.
These things.
With all of these things, it's very, very difficult. And that's another thing where we try and help unpaid carers. On our website, we have a resource called an online carer support services directory. And across Surrey, it's currently got nearly 600 organisations on it that can support an unpaid carer and their loved one through whatever part of the journey they're going through. It's difficult for people.
You as a charity help support these unpaid carers. How are you funded yourself?
We're partially funded by Surrey County Council.
Yep.
We have a contract with Surrey County Council. We're the only organisation that provide this service for unpaid carers in Surrey. And then we rely on voluntary donations to make up the difference because, say, we're only partially funded. So unpaid carers will get a certain amount of Surrey County Council funded care. And then for that to continue for a lot of people, for those people that can't afford to pay for it themselves, then, as I say, we rely on voluntary donations.
So we get to the point of this interview. You're going to tell me about, I'm a director, get me out of here.
Yes. Yes. It's a brand new event, fundraising event that we've created for this year. And it's based on, obviously, on the television program, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And what we've done, we've invited 14 local Surrey directors to join us in the grounds of a care home. It's called the Home of Compassion in Thames Ditton, which is owned and operated by Area Care. And the idea is for those 14 directors, they undergo various bush tucker trials to try and win stars and fundraise money for Crossroads Care Surrey. And we've deliberately targeted directors of companies because we believe they will then get the support from their company colleagues to support them in this challenge. And it will raise awareness not only of unpaid caring across Surrey, but also of our organisation and the support we provide.
Yeah. And how easy was it to get your 14 directors?
Not. It's taken a little while. I think it's a good challenge. I think everyone's really looking forward to it. But fundraising at this particular time for any charity is very challenging. We all know the financial difficulties that most people are having. So it is a difficult time, but yeah, very pleased to get 14 directors on board. Looking forward to the day, which is on Friday, the 30th of June. So it's only just over 20 days away.
What are you hoping for? Do you hope for lots of people to come along and watch?
Well, what we've said to each director is they can bring three guests along to support them and watch them undergo the challenges. So there'll be about at least 50 spectators there. It is in a care home, so the residents of the care home are obviously invited to watch what's going on as well. And we're videoing it, so we will be able to show it to a wider audience, and we'll then be looking to do the event, repeat it again in 2024 with 14 new directors that can help spread the word about unpaid caring.
It's an absolute idea. It's an absolutely brilliant idea. So tell me, what's the best and what's the worst of these bush tucker trials?
We've not really shared too much with the directors taking part because a bit like the television programme, it's all about the element of surprise.
Okay.
But just to give you a flavour, there will be reptile handling challenges. And then the chefs that actually work at the care home are producing various different things to eat and drink. There'll be stars that will be buried in unpleasant stuff, which they will have to retrieve just using their mouths. And there'll be physical team challenges in the afternoon. And then At the end, the 14 directors are divided into two teams. So the winning team will gunge the losing team, and we will choose the overall king or queen of caring of Surrey, based on how much money they fundraised and also the fun and energy they bring to the day.
Okay, so what would you like, Radio Jackie listeners, listening to the interview, what would you like, how can they contribute to this? Can they sponsor any of the directors?
They can sponsor the directors. There is a Just Giving page set up for the event. So that's at www.justgiving.com, campaigns, I'm a director. You can check us out on our website. There's a dedicated I'm a Director Challenge page on the Crossroads Care Surrey website. So all donations are welcome. You can either choose a particular director you want to support, or you can just support the campaign itself.
Website, obviously the directors, their companies are named up there as well alongside the director.
Yes. So yeah, we've got various different people there. So yeah, you can pick a person or just donate to the cause. That would be most welcome.
And let's hope, obviously it's a great success, I'm sure it will be. Let's hope it'll be an impetus to get your another 14 directors for next year and move it on as an annual event.
Indeed, that's really what we want. And the more companies that get to understand about unpaid caring, because there's going to be lots of people that are doing unpaid caring that are working.
Yeah.
So it's important that organisations realise that those people are there. They may not be clearly identifying themselves as an unpaid carer to their employer. So, and it's going to become a bigger thing, because we know people are living longer, and that means that people that are working are going to be supporting possibly their parents in much greater levels than they have been in the past.
It's quite a frightening prospect, because obviously the NHS is really struggling at the moment. The care system is struggling. There doesn't seem to be anything that's going on really within the government to break this backlog of patients being occupying hospital beds that really don't need to be there, and they really need to be at home, but there's no support for them at home. It just seems to be like a hamster wheel that's whizzing around, and there's nothing to stop that wheel whizzing at the moment, is there?
Not really. I think at the end of the day, it's people like you, me, sons, daughters, parents. We are the glue that have to hold things together. That's the harsh reality of it. So it's really falling us to provide that care in the best way that we possibly can. Yeah, that's where Crossroads Care Surrey helps those people to do that.
And is Crossroads just Surrey based, or is it nationwide based? Are there other Crossroads in other parts of the country?
There are Crossroads in other parts of the country. We are an independent Surrey charity, and you'll find there'll be Crossroads Care Kent and in other parts of the country. Interestingly enough, the whole concept came from the old television program Crossroads, because that was the first television program that had an unpaid carer, which was Meg, who owned the motel, looking after Sandy, her son, who was in a wheelchair. And that TV company then put up the first sum of money many, many years ago to create the very first Crossroads Care. And then it grew from there.
So interesting. Well, it's charities like yourself that basically keep this country going at the moment, you know, because of the cost of living crisis and the COVID and the Ukrainian war, everybody's struggling. And it's a wonderful work charities like yourself do that really help the people that need it. So thank you very much for talking to me. Is there anything else you want to add?
Not really. All I really want to do is to make people aware that Crossroads Care Surrey is about and able to support unpaid carers across Surrey. So please do get in contact with us. The contact details are on our website. There's lots of information on there. So please do get in touch and support us in any way you can. And we'll then support you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking to me. Have a very good afternoon.
Thank you.